You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and Nevada City, where Patty Larkin is right now.
Hi.
Hi. How's Nevada City?
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful day here.
Awesome. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, it's great. It's a Victorian, you know, mining town. It's pre-Victorian, but it's that's what they're known for, is their holiday Victorian parties. And it's stunningly beautiful here, of course, and the town itself is very scenic.
Awesome. Well, if you like all that, then you probably love Ferndale.
I don't know. Let me write that down. Where's that?
Ferndale's where the radio station is.
Oh, yes. I have been to Ferndale. I love it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, because he came here a couple years ago and actually played the song that I was just playing right there, Wolf at the Door, which is super cool.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Well, you're coming back. You're playing on over at the Arcata Playhouse coming up tomorrow.
I can't wait. I really am looking forward to it. And
where did you play last time you were in town?
I think the Arcata Playhouse as well. David and Jackie have booked me there. I think this will be my third time. One of the times there was a small earthquake, not so small, right before the show, and everybody just went, ooh, and then started talking again. It was not a big deal. So the show went on. So hopefully that won't happen tomorrow, but I am really looking forward to being up there.
Are you not used to a lot of earthquakes?
No. I live on Cape Cod. It's sandy soil out there. It's a big sand spit. But I think it's a far-off possibility, but no, it's not a regular occurrence on the East Coast for us.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome. I've been to Cape Cod before.
Oh,
I barely remember it. I was, like, very little, and there was, I remember ice cream and lighthouses.
Bam!
Is that an accurate description?
Yeah, that pretty much, well, then just add great white sharks, and you're all set. You've updated the whole model.
Well, that's pretty awesome. So, you haven't had a new album in a while, have you?
I have not, and I'm constantly working on writing it, and now I have to record it. I have, I've morphed over the last 3 years working on something new, and it's gone from an instrumental to, I've been working with some poets on adding music to poetry and singing those as songs, and writing some short story type things around my songs. So I think it's a work in progress, but I really do want to get something out this next year.
That'll be interesting. What poets have you been working with?
Marie Howe, who was poet laureate for New York. I have a poem by Kay Ryan, Green Behind the Ears, it's called. Sorry, I called the album Still Green after that, and I added music to one of her poems. It's just a stunning piece of work, and she allowed me to do that and record it for the last record. And then Nick Flynn is someone who I've kind of connected with, but I don't have a song for him yet. He's very complicated, but I have stuff for Billy Collins and also one by the late, great Stanley Kunitz that I think I'm going to start singing. So it's really a fun project. That part of it's really been fun.
That sounds super cool. So you're a poetry fan then, which is neat.
Yeah, I am. I am. I've always, of course, read it, but I've heard of people adding the music to it with great success, and it started with the Kay Ryan poem just as a way to get psyched to start writing songs when I was on the road one time, and it was the first thing from the last record I started performing. I just really liked the poem and the way it turned out as a song. So it has kind of grown from a writing exercise into a full-fledged connection. This last summer I taught a lyric writing workshop at something called the Fine Arts Work Center in Provincetown, the very, 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 very tip of Cape Cod where the last lighthouse stands. And it was really fun. It was a whole week of poets and then me and doing a performance. And it was just really revelatory to go to some of the readings and to connect with these people who are wordsmiths on a different level and different plane, really.
Have you been playing any of the tracks that you've been working on?
Yeah, I'm starting to perform them. I'm going to start tonight with the new material. I've done it, you know, in the privacy of my own home.
So we're going to be the first ones to hear. Well, oh, no,
yeah,
no,
I wanna,
out there,
you,
actually. We'll be the second ones.
I'll probably do the Stanley Kunitz tomorrow night. And tonight I'm going to work on the Marie Howe. She has her whole latest book of poems is based on Mary Magdalene. So we did a co-bill a couple summers ago where I played electric guitar with a bow behind her, and she has some very raunchy, funny, you know, and heavy songs about, not songs, poems about Mary Magdalene, and, mm-hmm. and then I have a song about Mary Magdalene, so we did this sort of performance piece with it. It was, I think we're going to do it again. It's really fun.
And you said you were going to do that tonight or tomorrow?
I'm going to try that one tonight and do that and or the Stanley Kunitz one. The Stanley Kunitz one is really very beautiful.
Okay, because I would like to see that tomorrow at the Playhouse. That would be
okay, nice. Okay, I'll do it. The Marie Howe?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Okay.
Decided.
It's decided.
Give me another day.
Awesome. When do you think that you're going to have that recorded and put out?
Well, it'll probably be by next fall, you know, but when you really think about it. That's my hope is to work on it this next winter and get it all mixed and ready to go. So it could be out as early as the summer.
Okay. But we don't want to rush you. We want it to be right. Thanks for sharing a lot of it with us tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be really cool to see what you've been working on and stuff.
Yeah. Some of my new songs are memoir-ish. So I think that's, you know, I always joked that if I ever wrote a memoir, it would be called I Can't Remember a Thing. But I think you know, they're coming out as songs. So luckily I'm not going to do the memoir thing, I don't think. But they're coming out as a series of songs. So that's what's been happening, too.
I think a lot of people can relate and to stuff like that and songs you can enjoy. Not that you can't enjoy memoirs over and over again, but. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So last time, whenever you were here about 3 years ago, right before your last album, you were speaking with Mike about finding a marker song that was the inspiration whenever you knew that the new album was coming. Would you say that last
no, that's
song?
Really true. I was waiting here, waiting for the other shoe to drop. What did I say? Oh, yes, that is true. Okay. I agree with myself, thank God. That's good. Yes, it really is. I wrote it last summer. It's a memoir-ish song about, you know, the kids who lived next door in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where I grew up, and we were just down the street from the Wisconsin State Fair. So there's some memories about the fireworks at the fair as seen from our bedroom windows and just that kind of relationship. I mean, it's certainly been written about in other ways in terms of your childhood memories and from the 50s, 60s kind of viewpoint, vantage point. But, you know, it really does, it became a song I really like to sing, so that to me was the marker song to kick it off.
Do you still keep in contact with those kids?
We do. I see them when I'm on the road, or one of them is still in Wisconsin in that area, and I think I saw him at my mother's funeral the last time. But I mean, they're in touch with my family basically. Still.
Okay. Did you move to Massachusetts for school?
You know, I did. I did sort of as a concept. I studied English literature at the U of O in Eugene, and had my last semester, couple semesters. They have trimesters, but that doesn't matter. I was student teaching, and it was really interesting because I actually applied myself to teach these high school kids. You know, walking out of class or whatever, they were calling Ken Kesey to ask what he meant by one flew over the cuckoo's nest. And I'm like, really? You talked to Ken? Oh, what do you say? And he was on LSD the first 10 pages. Oh, that's great. Let's turn the page to page 11. But long story short, in the library there at that school, I found a Berklee College of Music guitar book for, you know, jazz guitar. And I started sort of teaching myself how to read for guitar, which I didn't know how to do. And so I went to Boston to be with my sister who was having a kid, and her first, and also to study at Berklee, which I ended up doing, and then studying with several jazz guitar teachers and vocalists around the Boston area.
Awesome. And then are you still an artist in residence there?
I did that for 2 years. I'm not this semester, no, but I hope to go back because it's really pretty exciting work. It's, the student population is very at a very high level, let's just say that. They're extremely talented, some amazing singers and some wonderful songwriters. So I had a lot of fun doing that.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else that's coming up in the future for you?
No, I was on Mountain Stage a couple weeks ago, and so that will be, I don't know if you guys air the Mountain Stage show, but it'll be on at the end of October.
We don't, but it'll be available for podcast here soon, yeah. So people can get that online. And that is super, that program's close to my heart, because people who aren't familiar with Mountain Stage out there, that is actually recorded a lot of times in West Virginia and started there through West Virginia Public Radio.
Yeah, I think it was there in 1988. That's how scary that is.
It was that long since you've been on Mountain Stage?
No, I've been there 9 times now, but that, I was in their second year, and so it was like this cottage industry of a radio show, and now it's this, you know, nonprofit corporation. I mean, it's a brand, really. They've done such great music throughout the years, and it was a really fun show with the Indigo Girls. So
yeah, and you play with Lydia Lovelace, too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know her? She was great.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I had to run upstairs from downstairs. I was like, what is that sound? It's really kind of a Cowboy Junkies meets, you know, the new age, you know, the 21st century. It was really very beautiful.
Yeah, it's always cool to see what people do. And I love her stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah. And
and she's only like 24, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly how old she is. Yeah, she has an amazing pedal steel player. It's really otherworldly. Really cool. And Winona Judd also came to the show, which was kind of a surprise. It was just like following the Rolling Stones. I had to play after her. So it's, I don't know how they're going to, it was a 4-hour show to record, so I don't know what they're going to do with it, but might be 2 shows. But I'm linked to the Indigo Girls section. So, but it was a wild, fun day.
Oh, that's awesome. Sounds great. I can't wait to listen to the Mountain Stage podcast of that. It'll be great. Pretty cool. And I can't wait to see you tomorrow night on over at the Arcata Playhouse.
Oh, great, Bailey. And I'll go home and practice now.
Okay. Right. Now that all the pressure is there, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'll try to take it easy.
Well, thanks for taking a second to talk to me about everything. Is there any song? I know I'm putting you on the spot 100%, so if you don't have one, then that's okay. But is there any specific song of yours that you want to wrap up the interview with?
You know, I've been partial to Best of Intentions from the last record. I've been having fun playing that one.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm trying to, because like this is like live radio, trying to find things as it goes. And
otherwise, just play Wolf at the Door again. It's one of my favorites.
Wolf at the Door again? Second time? I don't think we have Still Green here. I have all the albums out, and I have all the songs that you have.
I have one I will give you. I'll give you a couple.
You'll give me a couple? Okay.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, and I'm surprised that there isn't one. Sometimes things walk off, but we have like Perishable Fruit, Angels Running, Tango, Regrooving the Dream.
You can play the book I'm not reading from Perishable Fruit. That's kind of fun.
Okay, awesome. Oh, I love that song.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
I'm still playing that one. I still play both of those. But thank you so much. And I know I put your radio station at the top of my list to send to, so maybe it did walk. But
maybe it did. Yeah, a lot of the good albums sometimes walk off. But
that's very nice of you to say. I will get you some more. Thank you.
Okay. Well, luckily you're coming back into town tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, all right, sweet. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, and have a safe journey.
Thank you, Billy. Thanks for watching.
Okay. Bye-bye. Coming up right after this song, I'll have your chance to win some tickets on over to the show tomorrow night on over at the Arcata Playhouse. Right now, Patty Larkin, it's the book I'm not reading.